Okay, today's daf is daf Yud Zayin. We are on Tes Zayin Amud Beis. We're by the, where are we up to? We're up to Tana Rabbanan. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines from the bottom. Right, today's daf will learn Lila Nishmas Ruchamina Marina Bas Chaya Moshe. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. Kida, what's Kida? Different types of bowing down. Kida al apayim. Kida is on your face. Somehow, it's on your face, but you didn't prostrate your whole body. The Gemara says Levi became a lame person trying to do that. It's very hard to do it. Like it says, v'tikar basheva apayim arza. Kriya al berkayim. Kriya is called bowing on your knees. Michurua al berkav. Hishtachava is bowing. Zepiji yadayim v'raglayim. That's being completely outstretched. V'chein omer, like it says, Havo Navo Ani V'imcha V'achechel Eshtach Havisa Loch Arza. Okay. Next. Now we're going to discuss if somebody finds out that they're Tameh, they forgot, or maybe they knew, and they're Tameh, or they're in the Beis HaMikdash and someone taps on the shoulder, or they'll tap on the shoulder, someone says to them, by the way, you're Tameh. Okay, don't worry about it. I got time to get out of the Beis HaMikdash. It's okay, I have time. So the halacha is, there's such a thing called shehiya, right? Which is meaning you wait. You wait the amount of time, you're given a certain amount of time before you have to get out. And if you don't get out in that time, you're considered tamei. You violate the halacha, and you're going to have to be a carbon all over your rate. If you get out as quick as possible, derech kitara, then you didn't violate anything. Why? Because the Torah is not giving some malachi asharis. You can't expect a person to get out of there in a split second. There's a certain amount of, what's that time? How much is that time? That time is the amount of time it takes to do hashkachava. Okay? So before we even start, the boy Rava, listen to the Rava's question. Now, the halach is that regarding a carbon olivio raid, there's no shayla that you require, that you're given a certain amount of time. This kidei shtachava, this amount of time, and then if you don't get out in that time, then you're chayiv. And we're going to have all these questions. What if you go fast, and what if you walk slow? We're going to have all these questions. But Rava asks, does the same thing apply? Boy Rava, tzarech shehiya lamalkas, or ain tzarech shehiya lamalkas? What does that mean? For example, Rashi says, a person becomes tamei in the azara b'shogeg, right? And they warn him. They give him asra, don't stay here. Right, you in the azara, and all of a sudden, the dead sheret bumped in, fell on you, right? Fell out of the sky, fell on you. Then somebody says, don't stay here. You can't stay here now, you're tameh. And they warn you and say, don't stay here, you're tameh. And then what happens? He went ahead, and he lingered, right? More than the time it takes to do shtachava, ayichayiv malkas anat. When do we say this idea that you have a certain window of time? That's only by carbon olivori. Maybe by Malkus, but which is more of a mazid, we don't say it. That's Rava's question. Okay? Tosfos asks, how could you ever be chayiv for this? It's a lav she'ein b'maisa. Lingering is nothing. It's not a maisa. I'm just lingering. How can I be chayav for that? It's a lav she'ein b'maisa. That's Tosfos' question. So, the thing about that question, it's not really a question, because it sounds such a good question, lav she'ein b'maisa. So, Tosfos answers, yeah, that's a lav she'ein b'maisa. But the original act of walking in or becoming, that's a maisa. Right? That's a maisa. Just like, it's no different than, if a person wears shatnez. So he's chayiv, right? How much is he chayiv? Every second is Rav Shalit. Every second is a lav she'ein b'maisa. The answer is, the original maisa of putting on that shirt, that carries you through the rest of the day. So to over here. The original maisa of walking in, then whatever happens if it was a lav she'ein b'maisa, doesn't make a difference. Right. Right. It's nice to hear that you're listening in the coffee room. What? It comes out of the closet. True. That's a difference. That's a difference. That's a distinction without a difference. Yeah. When he puts on the shirt, that's Tosfos Chiddush. The Chiddush is, even though you walked in, he didn't do anything wrong. The sheriff hit you from the sky. Doesn't make a difference. The Maisa is carried over from the earlier time period. The Maisa earlier in the day, 9 o'clock in the morning, I did a Maisa. What was my Maisa? I went on to the Beit HaMikdash grounds. Now a sheriff bumped into me. Now I'm Tame. So someone warns me, by the way, if you don't get out of here right away, you're going to get malchus. What do you mean? Blashem HaMaisa. Didn't do anything now. No, it all relates back to the earlier Maisa. Just like Shatnas. Okay. So I'm the bottom line now in the Gemara. Likarbon Gemiri Shehiya. Did we have this concept of lingering only regarding a carbon? Lamalkus Lo Gemiri Shehiya. And by Malkus there's no such thing. Oh, Dilma, or maybe Bifnim Gemiri Shehiya. There's always Shehiya in the Beis HaMikdash. Lo Shna Karbon, Lo Shna Malkus. It doesn't make a difference if it's a carbon, and it doesn't make a difference if it's malchus. And the answer is teku. No answer. Okay? Next question. Boy Rava. Rava asked the following question. Let's figure out the matias of this case. Tala atmo ba'avir. If somebody is hanging in the air. Now, Rashi says, it doesn't mean you're hanging in the air. Rashi doesn't say anything. Others explain. Tosa says, either, first of all, you're standing on something. Lav dafi, you're jumping. Could be you're jumping. It could be you're standing on something. So I'm not on the floor of the Azara. I'm on some platform. I'm on some, I don't know, whatever you're on. And what happens? Mahu. What's the din now? What's the din now? Is there an issue of shahiya now? Tosa explains it like this. There's no shaila. There's no shaila that lingering in the air, whether you're on jumping or you're on a platform, there's no shaila that lingering in the air is considered as if you're lingering in the Beit HaMikdash. No question about that. Why? Because the Avir of the Azara is also Kodesh. Right? No question about that. The only question is, I'm in a situation where Hashtach Rabbah is impossible. Why? Because I'm in the air. I can't physically bow. So the sheer that I have to get out, is it bowing? Is that has to be mamish bowing? Or just, if I would be bowing, that's going to be a take also. You understand the question? There's no shayla that the Avir is tummy. No shayla about that. The question is, my shahia here, I'm in such a funny way that I can't bow. So is it the sheer of bowing that I have to get out? Or is it the etzem ability to bow? Teku. That's the U-hole, like one side of the teku. And the other side is no. Right, so if you're sitting around, hanging around, listening to your iPod, and you're on the floor of the Azara, you're chayav. You didn't bow down, but you were there with the ability to do it. If someone puts me up onto some pole, and I'm hanging up there, I can't bow. Right? So, exactly, I can't bow. So that's the question. Is it the ability, or is it the actual thing? So, Bari Rava, Tala Atzma Ba'avir, Azara, somehow you're hanging. Mahu. Kigamiri Shihira Shihiya. When do we say that you have a few seconds to get out of there? Shihiya Debasa Shtachava. It's the Shihiya that has the ability to bow. The La Basa Shtachava, Logamiri. If you don't, then no. O Dilma, or maybe. Bifnim Shihiya Gamiri. As long as you're in the Beis HaMikdash, we have a concept of Shihiya. Loshna Debasa Shtachava. Loshna Dila Basa Shtachava. And it doesn't make a difference. Etzem, whether or not you could bow, the answer is teku. No. No. Right. What? Yeah. Just giving you a certain time. Like I said, Torah wants to give it to angels. So you have to give it the time to go out. We're going to ask, what if you went out the long way, but you ran? So that's a good moment to answer that question in a minute. Right, the Gemara is going to ask all the cases you're going to think of, the Gemara thought of them also. Okay? The fact that the Gemara says a daf on this is funny, but it's amazing. It's amazing what the Gemara spends time on sometimes. It's amazing. Where are we? Next one. Boy Rav Ashi. Ready for this one? Timei Atmo B'mezid. Somebody made himself Tamei B'mezid. Wait till now we're talking about I'm sitting there davening and all of a sudden the sheretz falls on top of me. That's amazing. Here, Timo Atzmo B'mezid. What's the case? Very hard, very hard. This is a hard one. Timo Atzmo B'mezid. Like this. You made yourself Tamei B'mezid. B'mezid. You made yourself Tamei. So after you made yourself Tamei, then somebody said to you, by the way, you only have a few seconds to get out of here. Right? What? No. So listen to this. Boy Rav Ashi, Timi Atzmo B'mezid Mayu. Bo'ones Gemiri Shehiya. When do you have the din of a few seconds to get out? That's bo'ones. That's if he became Tamei bo'ones. B'mezid lo Gemiri Shehiya. What kind of business is this? On purpose he became Tamei. Now we're going to give you another minute to get out? Absolutely not. Oh, Dilmore, maybe no. B'fnim Gemiri Shehiya. In the inside, in the base of English ground, there's a rule of Shehiya. Lo shna ones, lo shna mezid. It doesn't make a difference how you became Tamei, whether you did it by accident or on purpose. It doesn't make a difference. And the answer is teku. Teku. Okay? Got that? Teku. Now, what? Okay. Next, Boy Rav Ashi, says Rav Ashi, Nazir, now, a Nazir is also not allowed to become Tamei. But a Nazir's becoming Tamei is different because the reason why a Nazir, oh, hey, we'll see in a minute. Boy Rav Ashi, Nazir Bekever, let's say a Nazir's in a cemetery. As Rashi points out, he's in a cemetery, but he's not Tamei. How can he not be Tamei? Because he's inside a box. So the Tumah doesn't penetrate inside the box. So for some reason, he's in a box. In a nazir, in a cemetery, and one of his friends pulls a prank and opens up the box while he's in the cemetery and he's a nazir. So what happens? He just now became Tamei. But he didn't go in being Tamei. So nazir bekever, boy shehiya lamalkis, o ein tzarach. Does another also have a din of shehiya or not? Look at Rashi. Tzarach shehiya lamalkis olo. Carbon, lo shayachacha klal. There's no carbon over here. For a nazir who becomes Tamei by mistake, why not? She'ain kares, carbon lo shayachacha klal. She'ain kares b'nazir shenitma. There's no kares for a nazir who becomes Tamei. There's no kares for that. So in other words, no carbon chatas for this. No carbon chatas for this. A carbon all of your is a chatas. You accidentally b'shogig became Tamei and you went onto the Beis HaMikdash grounds, right? That's a carbon chatas for that. Here. B'shogeg, the guy became Tamei. The Nazir became Tamei B'shogeg. That's not a chatas. Why not? Because there's no kares. Why not? Because the carbon Nazir Tamei lava avon tumah ati. The carbon has something to do with the sin of tumah. Ela lemechal aleha naziris tahira. Just to make the naziris start over. Kishar mechus kapara. Like anybody else who needs a kapara. Ubeinian dam before she is evitekla. That for sure you have shiya for that. So the question is, when do we say this din of Shehiya, is it only in the Beit HaMikdash, such a concept, or even such a funny case of a Nazir? Right, again, the Nazir will get Malchus for this, but he won't bring Harba Chatas for this. So is there Shehiya? Now that the box was open, he says to his friend, you fool, I gotta get out of here. Or no, it's too late. The minute you gotta go, you have a split second, that's it, it's over. Do we say the same din? So, Bifnim Gemiri Shehiya, inside the Beit HaMikdash, we have a concept of Shehiya. Log, bachod, any other case of tuma, for example, a nazir, logamiri shehiya, no such thing, odilma, or maybe, ba'ones gamiri shehiya, it's an accident, loshna bifnim, loshna bachod, what's the difference where it happened? He didn't become something on purpose, yes, going into a cemetery, in a box, when you're a nazir, is not such a smart thing to do, but it wasn't amazing. The answer is, teku. Okay? Good? Yes? Right. So that case might not be possible. how do you have a shahiyah there? So some of the other cases, you become tame while you're there. Happens. A guy drops dead on the basement. It never happened. I'm sure it happened. Someone died, right? No, there could be a carbon if you know about, now you know, and you don't do anything about it. Oh, so there can't be, hard for there to be a carbon, right? Hard for there to be a carbon, right? What's the shogate? Right. So now you know, you have to get out of there. So you can't take your sweet time. Right? You give it a minute. Now, the next part of the price it says, where is it? Right. Then the next one says, Balo ba'arucha chayiv. If you take the long route, you're chayiv, biktara pater. Take the short route, you're going to be pater. Why? Like I said, you got a few seconds to get out of there. Get out of there as fast as possible. Don't linger. Liable to a carbon. They have to figure out how, so what's the case? It could be. How's that? How are you liable to a carbon? No, so what about this? He has the idea. He knew that he was tummy. Then he forgot. Then he went on to the base of Mikdash ground. He's on there for half a second, he remembers. And he walks out. So maybe that's what it's talking about. You'd not be chayav a carbon for that. Why? You weren't there long enough. That could be. Right? I'm always telling the case where someone told you. That's a different case. But same idea, same principle. Same thing. So, if you go without the law, you know what? I just remember what I'm telling you. Yes, I'm here already. Might as well go say hello to my friends. I'll go say hello to Kahanim. I'll go take a tour. Then I'll go out. You can't do that. What? No, because his original presence there is shogeg. But he was only there for shogeg. Once you're there for shogeg, you're there for shogeg. That's exactly the point. If you go out as fast as possible, even though you did an aver b'shogeg, you're not going to be chayav a carbon. If not, you are going to be chayav a carbon. Exactly. Once you're told, of course you're not b'shogeg. Once you're told, it's not b'shogeg. But you were there b'shogeg. So the question is, how much time do you have to leave? Right. You did something wrong already. Yeah. So that could be a separate question. If there's such a thing as a mazid, when it turns into a mazid, if you know. We're not discussing that. I hear what you're asking. Okay, listen to this. So again, the principle is, if you leave quickly, you're putter. Not quickly, you're chayiv. Amar Rava, Sarah Sha'amru, The quickly that we're discussing, afilu akev b'tzad gadol, even if you walk heel to toe, afilu kol yom kulo, even if it takes you all day, to leave, you are not going to be chayav. Ah, you're walking so slow. Yeah, but you're walking. I'm going the fastest way out. Exactly. Which the Gemara is going to say that black and white now. Boy Rava, they asked Rava the following question: Shehios mahu shegitarfu? Can shehios combine? I lingered a half a shear over there. Then I ran over there. Then I lingered another half a shear. Then I went out. So is that too long? I have half and half. Does it combine? Says the Gemara, the tip shot lay midi day. You just answered your own question. You asked the question. Does two lingerings equal one whole lingering? Two halves equal a whole. Rabbi, you yourself said that he can go out the whole day. It takes you the whole day to go out. That's okay. So the Gemara answers, shiny hasam, but delo shah. No, I didn't linger when I went out the whole day. I'm very slow. I went out the fastest way possible. It took me three hours. But I went out the fastest way possible. Right? I went out the fastest way possible. It took me 3 hours. I didn't linger not one second. There was not one second when I wasn't moving. Happens to be I'm very, very slow. Right? So the question is, that, Rava says, that you're not going to be chayav for. But if I stop, even for a split second, and I stop, then can my shahiyos combine? You hear this question? Stop for what? For whatever they stop for. Whatever you stop for. It doesn't make a difference for what. Boy Rab, boy mine Abaya me Rabba. Abaya asks Rabba the following question. Look at this Rashi. You see it says Rashi, boy mine Abaya me Rabba. Right? There must have been a girsa that said, boy mine Abaya me Rabba. There must have been such a girsa like that. So Rashi says, Rabba bar Nachmeni. Abaya asks a question to Rabba bar Nachmeni, Shahaya Rabbo. That was his Rebbe. V'chol hecha de'ika boy minei rabahu v'lo rava. Whenever Abaya asks somebody a question, you should know, it's rabah and not rava. You hear this, Rashi? Not exactly sure what Rashi's driving at. Right? I don't know. That's it. There must have been a girsa here that it was rava. So Rashi, it's not rava, it's rabah. And by the way, anytime in Shas, anytime in Shas that Abaya asks a question to Rava or Rava, it's really Rava. Don't read Rava. That's funny. Well, I know. Why is Rashi saying that? What? Right, it's his colleague, exactly. I understand. What? So I understand. So what's Rashi talking about? What's Rashi saying? The first part of the Rashi, I understand. Rashi's saying, for whatever reason, you'll see the reason why it can't be Rava in a minute. Because Rava said, that it can take you the whole day to go out as long as you're moving. Rava said that. So Abaya is asking a kasha. Who wants a kasha on Rava? Rava said it already. That's why Rashi says, by the way, our Gemara reads Rava. There must have been Gemaras that read Rava. So Rashi's saying, by the way, no, it's really Rava. That's what Rashi's telling you. Our printer has Rava because Rashi said to do that. The second half of Rashi, what's Rashi talking about? Any time Abaya asks the kasha, it's Rava. Okay. Anyway, what's the kasha? Right. But yeah, slow and steady wins the race. Balo barucha. If you are going out the long way, shir kitzara, but you're running, mahu, what's the din? I went out the long way, but I'm going to run. So it's going to take me just as short as the guy going out the short way. So what do we look at? Mahu, shir gemiri, is it the shir? V'chi balo barucha, shir kitzara potter. Therefore, you'll be putter. Why? Because I was given 25 seconds. I only used 25 seconds. But my 25 seconds was around the block. But I'm very fast. Is that... Oh, Dilmore, maybe. No. Dafka Gemiri. It's Dafka. Baruch HaChayef, Bektara putter. If it's the long way, you're Chayef. If it's the short way, you're putter. It's not a question of minutes or seconds. It's a question of space. That's a biased question. Right? Same idea. So what do we care about? Do we care about miles? Or do we care about how long it takes you to get there? Right? Did I go wrong with my ass? Amalei, the answer is, lo nitna arucha lehidachos etzlo. We care about distance. We don't care about time. I don't care how fast you are. That doesn't make a difference. You went around the mitzvah instead of going across whatever? That doesn't count. You did it so fast. Doesn't make a difference. You're chayiv in that. Right. Right, lo nitna arucha with the hidachos etzlo. What? No, I'm one second. Am I right or am I wrong about that? How do they translate that? She lo nitna arucha lidachos etzlo. It's still a problem. Like I said, it's still a problem. You did it so fast, it doesn't make a difference. Right? Okay. Maskiflorum Zera. Wait a minute. Ella de Kaimalon, we have a tradition that says as follows. Tame Shashimesh Bemisa. If a Tame Kohen serves in the Beis HaMikdash, he's Chayev Misa B'dei Shemayim, which is a lesser form of Misa than Kares. If a Kohen's Tame, he's Chayev Misa B'dei Shemayim to serving in the Beis HaMikdash. Hechi Mishkachatwa. How is it possible for someone, a Kohen, to serve in the Beis HaMikdash, when you're Tameh, and not be Chayev Karet? Why you Chayev the lesser Misa B'dei Shemayim? What's the case? What? No, but amazing. But the problem is, you're given time to get out. So, Idolo Shaha, if you didn't linger, Hechi Avod Avoda, what kind of avoda could you do? So Gemara's going to answer, on your way out, you did an avoda. If you didn't do an avoda, if you didn't linger, how could you do an avoda? In the shaha, if you lingered, bar karesu, the chayav kares. Now, says Rav Zeira, if you're telling me that the she, all we care about is time, the honest nafshi biksara, the avar avoda. A guy ran quickly and did an avoda. So, it should take 35 seconds. It should take 35 seconds to get out. He got out in 35 seconds. However, he did an avoda in the middle. So what? Why? He's very fast. So therefore, that makes perfect sense. You know what? Putting a courage for that. Why? Because you got out of time. He gets to be the mind for that. A lesser form. However, if you hold Ella Iyamr Dafka Gumiri, if you hold its Dafka, Hechimishkatasla. How's it possible? How's it possible? How's it possible to do an avoda? Amar Abaya, my gosh, what kind of kasha is that? I'll tell you how. Mishkatasla. Kigon, Shabab Iftara. You're walking out as fast as possible. The hafach betinura, and you overturn the fork. You take the fork on the mizbeach and you turn it over. Or you turn over the barbecue. So the stuff burning on the mizbeach, fats, whatever limbs are burning, and then you take the fork and just turn it over. What does that do? It makes it burn faster. That's an avoda. Didn't take any extra time. As you're walking out, you flip it over. Ukid Rav Huna. The Rav Huna zar shahafach betinura chayef misa. A zar that does that is chayef misa. In other words, that's an avoda. That's an avoda. Gufa, we just said, Amar Rav Huna, zar shahafach betinura chayef misa. A zar that overturns some tinura rashi is a fork. It means something on the mizbeach. You overturn it somehow, you chayef misa. Hey, chidami, what's the case? Idelo hafachla. If idelo hafachla lo ma'achle, if without you turning it over, it wouldn't have gotten burnt up. Shita, obvious. The e de lo hafach banam me'achle, and if it would have gotten burned up anyway, ma'ika avi. What'd you do? So the Gemara says, lo tzricha. Now the case is the e lo hafach bahu me'achle b'tardesha. Had you not done that, it would have taken 2 hours. B'hashta me'achle b'chad shaita. And now that you did it, now it's going to take 1 hour. In the Chanami, it's going to get burnt regardless. The fire there, no matter what, it's going to get burnt. The question is, you made it go faster. Well, kamash malon, dechal kruvi avoda, avoda, avoda hi. Any time you make something happen sooner, that's considered an avoda. Okay? Says the Rajba, there's many avodas you could do in 2 seconds. Many things you could do. You could have taken, he has a whole list over here. Put one aver on the eish, or you could even walk with the dam. Oh, by the way, you're Tomei. You know, take the dam over there. You're going that way anyway. Anyway, you're walking out the door. Somebody else can take the dam with you. Right? That's also you could do, or many things. So the Rashi says, the reason we picked this funny one is because we wanted to teach another halacha. That what? A secondary halacha. That anything that's done to make the avodas go faster, that's considered an avoda. Okay, what did I do? Anyway, that meat was going to get burnt. What, I made it get burnt faster? Exactly the point. Exactly. You made it get burnt faster. That's an avoda. And if a guy does that, and he's tamei, he'd be chayav misa, not chayav kares, because he got out of time. He's chayav misa de shemayim. Why? Because he could, because he didn't have voted anyway. It also doesn't make a difference. Right, so that pigle, but he's still, he's a tamei, koei, that's served in the Beis HaMikdash. I eat such a small little thing, that's exactly the point. That's a separate question. That's a separate, I don't know, I don't remember. It's a separate question. We'll learn that in Zvachim. I don't know. That question, I never was asked that question before. It never comes up. Doesn't come up. If you bring a carpet, you're a Kohen? Yeah. I don't know. There's halachas about that. There's halachas when the Kohen ruins the carbon, and when he doesn't, there's halachas about that. There's halachas about that. I don't remember all the details. We'll learn that half of the halachas about that. When does it's a good question. And by the way, if the kohen ruins it, he has to pay you. Right? He has to pay you. That's like one place the Gemara says that. Every time the kohen ruins it, he has to pay you. It's his fault. Right? You did. If it's your fault, it's your fault. But if it's his fault, it's his fault. Okay. Amar Voshia. It's a very strange line here. Ba'ina de'ema milsa. I want to say something. Umistafina michavrev. And I'm afraid of my friend. I'm afraid to say the following Siddush. What's the following Siddush? Hanichnas lebeit hamenuga derech achorav. If somebody walks into a house that has tzorah, backwards, somebody walks in backwards, tafilu kulo, and his entire body is in the house. Chutz michotmo, except for his nose. Rashi says, your nose sticks out the most of any part of your body. Right? I guess Rashi said more than your belly. Right? Rashi is telling you that, that your nose sticks out more. Right? Where does Rashi say that? Chutz michotmo, shehu bolet lahalon mishar haguf. It sticks out more than any other part of your body. So if someone does that, tahar. You're tahar still. And we don't apply the principle of rubo kukulo. I rova my body's in the tzaraat house. Why am I still tahar? Dechiv, because it says, v'haba el habayis. It says, v'haba el habayis. Derech bia osfer Torah. Derech bia yirasa. Not backwards. U'mistafina mechavri. But I'm afraid to say that, Siddush. Right? What? You what? Because if you walk in forwards, no, that's the point. Tosa says, if you walk in forwards, you would certainly apply rubo kukulo. So if you walk in frontwards, and you're 90% in, the only thing out is your foot, then you're chayit, then you're tame. Why? Rubo kukulo. Only if I walk in backwards, which is not derech bia, then rubo kukulo doesn't apply, and then it has to be the whole thing. That's his chiddush. But I'm afraid to say it, he says. So the person asked, whoever he asked it to, asked him back, Ihachi kulonami. Then the whole thing, then even if your whole body's in the house, it should also be tahara. Because it's not derech bia. It's not the normal way to enter. Then the whole thing should be tahara. Amar Rava. Yeah, that might be true, but kulologar mikalim shibabayit. That's no different than kalim. Kalim. You have a pitcher, a cup, a plate. All that becomes tamei. Does it make a difference how that plate got into the house? When that plate was bought in Target 5 years ago, was that plate, and what if the guy walked in backwards with that plate 5 years ago? Well, now the plate's not going to become tamei because it wasn't there. That's ridiculous. Even though the Rishonim would say that, by the way. But that's crazy. So says Rava, that's no different than a plate. Now that you're in the house totally, I don't care how you got into the house. As long as it's not kulo, I'll say you're not tummy. Rubo kukul doesn't apply. It's not normal. Once you're in the house, you're not different than anything else in the house. And you know what? It's a tzara's house. You're going to be tummy. Dechzif, v'lo yitamei kol asher babayis. As a matter of fact, tanya nami hachi. Gagin halalu, the roof of a house, in ochlin sham kachek kadashim. You can't eat kachek kadashim there. Why? Because the roof of the azara does not have kedusha. You can't check kachim kalim there. V'nichnas, v'tamei shenichnas derech gagin lehechel pater. And if you actually enter, gizun, if you enter the hechel that way, you're pater. Shenemar, v'lemitash l'tavo, derech bia, asr Torah. When is it asr? Derech bia. Okay? Now, the airspace, yes, but not the roof. There's a shayla in the back, and what if you fly over the Har Habayit, your tummy? And your tummy. Which we all are. The airspace goes to Shemayim. That's the whole Shaila you're inside. What if you parachute over it? Yeah, that's a Shaila. Yeah? No. The roof is off limits. The airspace, yes, but not the roof. Okay, the next thing. How much time do we have left? Oh, man. The next thing said, Zui Mitzvah Zeshim Zeshim Chayavan Olav. We said if the Sanhedrin HaGadol paskins wrong regarding an issue of Tumah, there's no Helam Davar Shel Tzibur. Right? That's what we said in the Mishnah. Now the Gemara asks, Heichakai Dekarmar Zuhi. What do you mean Zuhi? Where did we come out of left field? This is the one. So the Gemara says, Hasamkai. Here's what we meant to say. Ein Chayavan Alasei Bialo Sasei Sheba Mikdash. You're not Chayiv. A Par Helam Davar. On an assay and on a los assay of Tumas Mikdash, right? What does that mean? The reason is because the only time you bring a parhelam davar shel tibur is if you did it privately you would bring a chatas kavua. Since that all of the yorid is not kavua, because it depends on your financial status, therefore there's no carbon held darvet shel tzibur. Okay?
There's also no asham talui on an asay and a lot asay shebe mikdash. In other words, if a guy has a suffik, if he's iser tuma or mikdash, you don't bring a carbon asham talui.
Why? Because the only time you bring a carbon asham talui is if you would know that you made the mistake, you would bring a chatas kavua, peritan a chatas kavua. It's a carbon all over yore. Right? So there were two pieces of meat. One was tummy, one was hektish, one wasn't. You were tummy. You ate one. You don't know which one you ate. You don't bring an asham talui for that. Okay?
Abol chayavan al asay ba'alos asay shebenida.
But you're chayav on an asay and a los asay of nida. What does that mean? What does that mean?
You're chayav on an asay and a los asay of nida. One minute.
In other words, there's in Paskin something about Hilchas Nida, right? There's in Paskin something on Hilchas Nida. You went ahead and relied on that, and it turns out they were wrong. So they were wrong. So that's a case of Par Hel and Davishal Tzibur, whether it's an Asay or a Los Asay. Rashi says, are we going to pick Nida of all things to talk about? So Rashi says, because Nida is similar, there's also has Tumah issues involved. So it's a similar thing to Beit HaMikdash. That's how we pick these up. Lav Dafka, anything. Same, anything, same thing. And by the way, and Rashi points out, it's not really an assay of Nida. Right? It's really a Los assay. They call it an assay because you're going to have a mitzvah to be poor ratio in a minute. We're going to see that we had the case yesterday. If while you're with your wife, she says, by the way, I just became a Nida. So you have an assay to be poor ratio. Really, it's a Los assay, but they call it an assay. Okay? Good?
Now listen to this one. Aval Chayavin, where am I? Aval chayavin al asay v'alo sasei shebenida, umevi'in asham talui al asay v'alo sasei shebenida.
You also have to bring an asham talui on a case of an asay or a lo sasei of a nida. What's the case of that?
The case is like this. You have two wives. You have two wives. One of your wives was Tahora, one was Tamea. You were with one of them. Now you don't know which one you were with.
You don't know, right? So it's the halacha, says the Gemara, you have to bring an Asham Talui for that. Right? You have to bring an Asham Talui. I don't know what I did. If I know what I did a mistake. So you bring an Asham Talui for that, right?
What?
She didn't know. She forgot also. It's a shogi. It's a shogi. Ask the slach, wait a minute. What's the say of Nida? What's the say here?
The say is, while you're with your wife, Bashas Tasmish, she tells you, I became tummy.
And the say is, you have to be poorish miyad. You have to stop right away. Right? You have to wait till you die down and be poorish right away. Right?
Ask the slach.
Then you know you were nifshel and nida. What kind of suffix is that? What kind of suffix is that? Right? You chayev a chatas for that. Not an asham talui. He doesn't answer it. So if he didn't answer it, we're not answering it either. Just raise that question.
Anyway, the ka'amar, zui mitzvah zesha b'mitzvah shechayavan aleha, vezi mitzvah zesha b'mitzvah shechayavan aleha.
What's the assay of nida that you chayev for? Hayem Hashem, Hashem Tahora. You're with your wife. She's a Tahora. Bummer. And she says, lo, mit Macy, I just became a Nida. Peirish Meyad. And you stop right away. Chayiv. You're Chayiv. Why are you Chayiv?
Mit Macy, it's Yato. And all lo, Kibiyato.
Because leaving, when your Aver is hard, it gives you just as much Hana as going in. So the Asay is, you have to be Porish, but you have to wait. If you don't wait, you're Chayiv. Now, got that? You got that?
Itmar, Abai Omar, Mishmei Dov Chiyah Barav, Chayev Shtayim, Chayev twice.
Chayev twice? What do you Chayev twice for?
V'chein, Omar Rav Shmuel Bar Shava, Omar Rav Huna, Chayev Shtayim, Chayev twice.
Chayev twice?
Chada Aknisa,
Chayev going into, entering with your wife,
V'chadar aparisha, and you're chayav for being poresh. Again, why are you chayav for being poresh? Because you didn't wait for your aver to die down. So you're chayav for being poresh. Why are you chayav for entering? Why are you chayav for being with your wife? She was a tahora. Why are you chayav for that? Right? Why are you chayav for that? That will lead us to tomorrow's Gemara. This is the primary place in Shas where the Gemara will talk about, because it was samach to her vet. It was samach to the time when she's going to become a nida, and therefore you have to be poresh, and you're not poor. You have to abstain. You didn't abstain after that yichayev. That's why the Rif, funny, he puts his hilchas nida at the end of Shavuos, not at the end of hilchas nida, not at the end of hilchas nida. It's not there. It's here, right? That's going to lead us into the next to the Gemara tomorrow. Why yichayev from the beginning? What did you do wrong? She was beheter. The answer is, you have to take precautions because it was summer. It was coming, right? Okay, so we'll stop here and we'll pick up from right here tomorrow from Heve Be Rabba. Rabba asked, what do you have twice for? Okay? Everyone have a good day.